Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back, George Norrie, along with Joe Diamond. We're going to take calls next hour with Joe as we talk about the haunted paranormal. Joe, tell us about your mind reading abilities. How did you master that?
Well, I grew up watching many different kinds of, you know, tales of the unexplained shows, and like many of your listeners, nothing. Super ironically out of the ordinary there. But the people that really kind of stuck out to me were the people like, you know, The Amazing Kreskin and Uri Geller and people like Darren Brown in the UK. Just become popular when I was a teenager. Lots of other people. I found books on people such as David Hoy, who there's a great book on him called Super Psychic, where he had his own radio show in Chicago, he started in Chicago performing on stage, but then had his own radio show out of, I believe, Pennsylvania. But he would just, people would call in and just make these, you know, ask him questions like, where did I lose this object? And he would just tell them, just plainly say, oh, it's in the drawer in the table across the room for you, second drawer down. And that would be where the necklace was. And I was always fascinated with, you know, the power of the mind and everything from...
Oh, you there, Joe?
...to being able to, you know, look at someone's palm and read the lines and tell their fortunes. So I did as much of that as I could. Unfortunately, I went to a very, very strict religious school that kind of looked down on all of that, which didn't allow me to do it as much as I wanted. But at the same time, every time they said, you know, oh, don't get into that stuff, it could lead to, you know, other things, that just made me want to do it more. And so I got books on, you know, books on everything, again, from contact mind reading to there's a lot of techniques such as, again, like palmistry and tarot.
Did you self-teach yourself?
To a large extent, yes. I did manage to have some great mentors in the Chicagoland area. There was a gentleman by the name of Marshall Brodeen who in the Chicagoland area, people would remember him as Wizzo, the Wacky Wizard, and he was famous for selling something called TV Magic Cards. But what a lot of people don't know is he spent most of his career as a legitimate stage hypnotist. And while I don't do any like trance work or anything like that, he worked with me a lot about how to stand on stage and how to talk to an audience. And he turned me on to a lot of like these very highly specialized books that you had to like kind of, you couldn't just go to the library and get, you had to know someone who could, you know, set you up with the right set of tools or materials and such. And he really encouraged me to look into the works of previous psychic entertainers and mind readers, and to really go down that path. And and that was a big big aspect of it. I still teach a lot of myself the techniques. The big area where other people's insights come in is from the show aspect, how to stage something, whether to keep the person I'm reading in the audience or on stage, for example, or if I bring four people on stage, do I stand them all in a row to my left, all in a row to my right, two to the left, two to the middle. If you watch the old, you know, just for example, like Kreskin shows or just clips of Uri Geller from his early TV appearances, Uri was a huge, huge influence on me, and I was a joy to when I had my own radio show a few years back, I had the pleasure of talking with him, and he's incredible. I mean, it was just a dream come true to talk with.
Well, I think he's the real deal, Joe.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And he has the ability to just talk to you as if you are the only person in the world, and it's not that, the most important person in the world at that moment. And he's got so many, you know, clips of him online of, he just knows how to position people on stage or how to just kind of take over a show and just see people in the, you know, whether he is, you know, legitimate or not. And I agree with you, but just his showmanship of knowing how to stand and how to handle people in a situation. There's a great shot of him just from the early 70s in his early career when he's super young, and he's just standing with a bunch of people holding their keys out and spoons out for him to bend, and he's just bending, you know,
one after the other,
one thing. Yeah exactly. But I mean, just that image of, you know, all those things around him, like just being in the, I still don't know of anyone. There have been lots of people who have copied his, you know, abilities, whether, you know, legitimately or fraudulently, but I don't think anyone has been as compelling as him while doing it. And, you know, that to me is the big aspect too, is, you know, whether or not it's kind of like juggling. You know, we all have the ability to sit down and practice juggling three balls, but when someone can do four, then five, and then it's knives, and it's chainsaws, and they're taking the human capability to a place that we never could have imagined for entertainment. I mean, that is very, very much, and if someone can just sit there and just, you know, do a stunt and be like, you know, balance a chair on their chin and go, oh, you can tell I don't have a life. Or they can say, hey, I'm one of the few people in the world that can do this thing with this kind of chair. Do you all want to see it? And really get people excited for it. And that's very much what I try to bring to, you know, all of my shows, and really try to, you know, try to learn when I read these old books or watch old clips. I'm not looking to, you know, copy them, but I'm looking to see, like, you know, again, how they handle a microphone and how to project their humanity to an audience and so forth. And so a lot of that I'm very much self-taught on when it comes to that aspect.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold, and the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today. In the places that are haunted that you've been to, Joe, have you ever been scared?
I've definitely been freaked out. I don't think I've ever been scared as in like scared for my life or scared that I was going to be possessed or anything like that. I've definitely had moments of wow, I gotta step away for a moment. There was a point, one of my recent trips to the Woodstock Opera House was actually down on the ground floor, and there is an object called a ghost light, which many theaters will have to just put out when they close up the theater for the night. There's lots of different tales and folklore about it. The superstition is that you're leaving the ghost out for the ghosts and the theater. It's also a safety precaution. It allows whoever comes in to the room next, they don't have to be in this massive, giant, dark room by themselves and try and fumble around for a light switch. They had set it out, and I had forgotten something, so I went back in, grabbed my shoulder bag, just looked at the ghost light, and I just said, "Are you excited for Halloween as I am?" And the light just kind of, right at that moment, almost on cue, just kind of flickered a few times, and then grew a little brighter, and then went back to its usual, you know, hue or intensity. And I just said, "I will take that as a yes. Thank you." And, you know, I always say thank you. And I left it at that. And I definitely felt, you know, I wouldn't say I was scared at that moment, but I definitely had a little bit of the goosebumps. And it's definitely the kind of feeling I want to try to give people in the show. And I've definitely noticed other people when they've, a place like that definitely heightens these feelings for in other people. In fact, I'll spoil this much too. The second act of the show, the opening line of it is, "We're going to wait for everything to get super quiet, step out, wait as long as possible, and just say, you feel that, don't you? You don't have to be psychic to know that there's something about this place. And you genuinely don't. Just being in that space is genuinely, it genuinely affects you. And I mean, you'd have to, I can't imagine it not affecting you on that level, especially this week, especially coming up on Halloween night. And I have noticed there's certain places where it definitely, you know, increases or impacts the abilities of that most people do tend to naturally have.
There's no question about that. And what is it about the Midwest that so many places are haunted?
Yeah. We've got, for starters, we've got two major cities. Like I'm right in between. I'm equal distance from Chicago and Milwaukee. So a lot of stuff there. I think a big thing, at least with this specific town, it's got a lot going for it because, again, it's where Orson Welles grew up, and he brought so much, and he even said in many interviews he considered Woodstock home. And I don't know, and Ray Bradbury's from this area as well. I think it's just, you know, at night all the cornfields just look like, you know, empty black voids, kind of like the sky. So it's like, again, that's your mind runs with lots of imaginations there, but also, you know, there's more people out here than I think people realize outside of the cities, and there's lots of history here as well. I'm also not far from where the Beast of Bray Road has been spotted many times as well, although I have not gone looking for that. I tend to, human beings freak me out enough in their minds. I haven't gone looking for any cryptids actively yet.
Do the places that you've been in increase people's abilities, psychic abilities, for example? Does it enhance it?
Definitely. And I've seen that happen definitely with the Opera House. Now, part of that could have been, I will play a little bit of skepticism on this, because I do think, you know, skepticism can be healthy, especially when it comes to telepathy, because I think so many people have kind of blinded themselves to good and bad testing, specifically with telepathy for some reason. I haven't fully decided for myself why that is. However, when I did a kind of similar to what we did last time I was on the show, where I thought of a memory and I projected it out to listeners, I do that on, a version of that on stage as well. And normally, like in a banquet hall, like a corporate event or in other smaller theaters, I'll get about 70% coverage with everyone in that room. And in this theater, we had about 95% coverage with 411 people. We had just about, there was only a handful of people who did not receive any correct thoughts when we were doing that experiment out of 411 people.
That's amazing statistics, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's like, I mean, these were people who had, you know, now granted it was a larger sample size. Was it? So could there have been more group social pressure to say they had gotten it right? Maybe. I don't know. We're going to kind of take that a step further in the second half as well and see what other people can sense about the building without, we're going to do it under slightly more stringent conditions, and I don't want to say too much more about it because I told you what we were going to be testing with. If someone were to listen to mm-hmm. this, you know, go to americasgreatestminder.com, get tickets, make their way to see the show, and if they knew what was going to happen, that would, of course, influence it. So I don't want to go too much in depth with that, but we will have much more concise proof as to whether or not people can sense things about that building and its history, and see if we can get even more specific with even more people.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.